Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Today's title is Why Learning Something New Daily? And of course, that goes back to mindset. So let me start by sharing my motto to you. You might think it might be morbid or kind of crazy, but it's been serving me really well. So here it goes. The day I cannot learn anything new is the day I start digging 6 feet under. What does that mean? Well, to me personally, it means if I cannot learn anything new, I'm so far gone that I do not have any joy or purpose in living anymore. And we're all here on this earth with a purpose, with something to strive towards, with setting examples, leading with precedence, and making, you know, making people happy, making them laugh, having fun. Not everything has to be totally serious. But for me, that mindset is so strong and so deeply ingrained now that should I not be able to learn anything new, that I feel like I'm gone. And so just take me out of my misery. I'm not talking about committing suicide or anything like that, but I'm just saying it's don't push it, don't prolong life if it's not something that I can live with a purpose and enjoy. So why did I say that? Where's my mental health? Where's my physical health? Well, again, when my mental health is gone and I can't think anymore for myself, or I am so demented that I can't remember anything and I bring up stuff that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about, it's not just frustrating myself for realizing that the people are getting frustrated with me. It's frustrating them because they don't know how to help. And I go, wow. I mean, I've known quite a few people that have had dementia. And you know what? One of them was my father-in-law. And he was on so many medications after he'd had his amputation. And he was a serious diabetic, Alzheimer's and dementia, that I talked to the doctor once he started living with us for the last 6 years of his life. Yes, 6 years, and we were told 2 weeks to 2 months. But that was a mental adjustment on us too, because we did not expect that. We were blessed through it, but we did not expect it. So that really taught me a lesson in the sense that don't expect the minimum, always expect the maximum and then some. Just push forward. So being physically healthy has a lot to do with the mental health also. Go for a walk every day. It doesn't have to be a sprint. It doesn't have to be a marathon. It doesn't have to be a jog. It can be a steady walk. And just as long as you go for 30 minutes and have motion, movement, your brain gets nourished much better with the oxygenated blood, and it helps you think better. So just do whatever you can to stay physically active. And again, I'm not saying like an athlete or like a teenager who can do just about anything. No, we are getting older and we do have some physical limitations sometimes. But when I think at my mom, who was 89, it just happened last week. She went to bed one evening, totally happy and healthy, and she woke up in the morning and she was blind in one eye. Did that set her back? Well, yeah, maybe a little bit, because the week before, she still drove her car up into the mountains to go visit friends of hers, and now she's not allowed to drive for 4 months till they can determine whether this is permanent or temporary. But with the burst of the artery in her eye, or the plugging it up. I don't remember what it was because I'm not close by. I'm thousands of miles away. So things have been a little bit different. But when I talked to her when she got out of the hospital, she was so positive. And she says, well, these are still things I can do. I can still go for walks. I can still go swim. I can still see my grandkids and great-grandkids and my kids. I can still do this. I can still do that. Yeah, reading is a little bit harder, but I can still watch TV, a good episode of something that teaches me some value. I mean, at 89, with that, positive. I go, okay, who am I? I need to be positive. I am not 89. I'm my mother's daughter and not her mother. So I go, okay, this is very important that we remain positive, because as I said 2 or 3 weeks ago, our mindset actually influences whether we're healthy or sick, because about 85% of all doctor's appointments of not feeling good or having some ailments or whatnot are due to some mental issues. And by us being active mentally, physically, doing things and taking care of ourselves, enough sleep, enough hydration, enough nutrition, we have a chance of living healthy and happy much longer. A better lifestyle, one with value, one with resources, one with joy, one with happiness. And that is so much better than just popping into the pills and just giving up and being sedentary. Let's stop that right now. Let's make the best out of our daily lives and live our very best version of ourselves every day. So I just wanted to share an example or two with what's been happening recently and how a positive mindset actually helped me to deal with the situation so much better. So the first one was somebody called, canceled a call that was scheduled. And it just went to my head, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Why did she do that? What's going on? Da, 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 da. And I decided, okay, I can't do this. I want to stop my thoughts. I want to examine where they're coming from and why they're there. Then I want to challenge my thoughts and ask what serves me and what does not serve me. What does not, let it go. What serves me, yes, work with it. And then choose the best outcome. So I decided to drop off a quick note to my friend and said, I see that you declined the call that we had scheduled. Can you please tell me, was that by accident or was that intentional? Wishing you all the best. And the person wrote back that they had a death in the family. Well, of course she canceled the call. That makes perfect sense. Who would I be if I could not understand that? I've had more than enough deaths in my family. And just really being empathetic, caring and sharing, and not telling and selling is such a huge difference in my life. It makes the world's biggest difference. So I found out what was going on. And I go, okay, I pray for you. I keep in my thoughts and prayers. And as soon as things slow down a little bit and you can focus, let's talk then. We can reschedule. There's no problem with that. And she said, thank you so much. Wow, mission accomplished. Or another one, what I project and posture is what I'm getting back in return. It's kind of like when you're looking in a mirror and you make a funny face, what do you get back? What do you see? A funny face. When you look in the mirror and you frown, what do you see? A frowning face. How does that make you feel? When you look in the mirror and you're smiling or laughing hysterically, even to the point that you're having tears running down your cheeks because you're so happy and you're laughing so hard, wholeheartedly, well, it makes me want to laugh even more. So this is all mindset. This is all what we have power over. We are empowered to make the best. And that's what we need to remain, empowered and not enabled. So posturing, you know, not judging, not being critical, leading by example, being strong, being positive, understanding, going to pace the client needs or the potential client needs, asking more questions and sharpen our listening skills carefully, repeating to them what we've heard them say so they know we've heard them, and it creates a more open and honest conversation. I had one of those this morning, and oh, was this amazing. This person shared so much with me, and I am so blessed for it. And end result, she's my new client. Why? Because I let her share what bothered her. I let her share what she needed, what she wanted, what her intentions were, what her goals were, what the time frame is. And we worked out the schedule for it. I go, wow, this is so cool. It was the easiest health assessment I've ever done. And I'm saying health assessment because in order for me to help with the people who come to me or who I'm looking for, it's all about healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And that all is influenced by our mindset. And so when I do a health assessment and I find out what their issues are, be it physical, be it mental, be it financial, be it, you know, whatever it is, then I can hone in. And then with having their permission to make suggestions, I can make some suggestions and we can start journeying together and I can help them. So for today, I want to offer everybody who listens to this call a 30-minute free health assessment where we're going to go through your healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances to see where I could help you. Whether or not we're a fit, we're going to find out after the call. So all you actually gain is learn more about yourself, learn something about me, and we'll see whether or not we can work together. So simple. No fear, no nothing. And fear is actually only false evidence appearing real. And it doesn't really behoove us to focus on it because we do it anyway. Whatever we have intended, whatever our goal is, do it anyway, whether you fear it or not. Well, then do it with fear. It's okay. Just do it anyway. And I go, all right, learning all these fun things is just amazing. It has transformed my life from being depressed and being morbidly obese and feeling horrible to feeling very happy, healthy, healthy weight, no more depression, no medication. I was allowed to reduce those and then finally quit those with my doctor working together. Never, ever do that on your own. Always work with your doctor together to make sure you're safe. And not all results are typical. But for me, it was the thing that I actually was able to get off all my meds and that I'm no longer pre-diabetic and that I'm no longer high cholesterol and high blood sugar and high blood pressure. Everything is normal. And that has to do with me shifting my mindset from, oh, woe is me, oh, why me, to I am so blessed I get to do what I'm doing. I get to set an example. I get to journey with others. I get to understand them. I get to help them. And I get to guide them towards their optimal health. So having shared this with you, yes, everything is about mindset. And yes, learning something new every day is very important because it keeps us sharp and it keeps us want to live. So I'm going to say, if you want to talk to me, you can email me at dythompson, thompson, @gmail.com and put in the subject line Blog Talk Radio or want to talk or something so it's visible. it's visible what you want to do, and I can fish it out of the spam folder. Or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956, and I wish you all the best till next week. Take care.